with David Hyde. I'm Steve Scherr. How about Maker Faire? You know what a Maker Faire is?
I don't.
It's a big festival or fair. We're handy people. Bring things they've created to demonstrate or to show off. It's not arts and crafts, though. Maker Faires showcase wacky inventions, robots, electronics, some kind of interesting technology. The first Maker Faire was held down in the Bay Area in 2006. And now there are Maker Faires happening all over the world all year round. There were 100 Maker Faires all over the world last year. Kristen Boyd didn't want Seattle to miss out, so she started a mini Maker Faire, which sounds like something you'd get in a little oven. This weekend, Seattle holds the third mini Maker Faire down at EMP. Kristen says a maker can be an inventor, an entrepreneur, someone who customizes existing technology, or, like her, someone who likes to just buy kits and put things together. She likes to make robots.
Mostly just really tiny ones that fit on a desktop and chase the cat around.
What do you mean?
I am making things that run on batteries or solar panels. So I make things that move. I also like things that blink. I'll do a lot of blinky lights, LEDs, electroluminescent wire.
So remind me, first Maker Faire 2006, how many have you gone to?
I've attended the big original Maker Faire in San Mateo. I've attended the tiny Kitsap County mini Maker Faire, which was really cute. It's put on at an elementary school as a fundraiser. I've gone to the Vancouver mini Maker Faire, which is really big. They really inspired me. The people who organized that taught me a lot about how to organize it.
But why does Seattle need a Maker Faire?
Seattle needs a Maker Faire because we have a lot of creative energy. We have a lot of very creative people who do neat stuff in their garages and in makerspaces, and they need a place to share it. We've got one guy who built a supercar in his garage.
A supercar? What's that?
A supercar. A really beautiful sports car that uses very innovative technologies in the brakes and very lightweight and completely impractical sports car.
Why do people admire this car?
What's great about the car is that he made it in his garage using existing affordable technologies. He didn't need to build a whole bunch of infrastructure. He didn't need all of the backing of General Motors to create it.
Is that your favorite entry?
It's not my favorite entry. I think that some of my favorite entries, you can make something during the event and take it home with you.
Like what?
We have a couple of different ways where you can create a story and then videotape it and take that videotape home with you. One of them is using a lot of paper craft. The other one is using Lego robotics. And you can actually make a little robotic and people and puppet story and videotape it and take that videotape home with you.
So people come in, they sit down, they fold paper, or they're building little Lego robots, and then they tell a story, and they take it home.
Exactly.
That's pretty funny. How many makers are signed up?
We have about 70 exhibitors and speakers that are going to be at the fair this weekend.
So these are not just companies. These are individuals. Are there companies, too?
There's a couple of companies. Most of them are really small entrepreneurs, one or two people making a product. Some of them have custom circuit boards that they created.
Cool. Drones?
We have a couple of drones. We have a flying drone and an underwater drone because you got to explore underwater.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have two different bio exhibits. One of them is Hive Bio, which is a local club, and they have a space where they're able to do biology experiments. Last year, they had people extracting the DNA from strawberries. So you could actually squish up strawberries and pull out the DNA and look at it.
Very cool. Through big microscopes. That's very cool. What about 3D printers?
In the past, we've had a whole lot of 3D printers. This year, we picked three different 3D printer exhibits that cover the spectrum from very professional grade. The kind of objects that you create out of that printer could be sold, could be used as mechanical parts in complex machinery, down to the really affordable 3D printer that you could put in your elementary school classroom and teach kids how to design 3D things using computer graphics and then print out a thing.
So these are people who have a calling. You want them to have a way to communicate, not just this fair, but throughout the year. How do you do that?
What we do at the fair is we try to promote these people and organizations who have, they teach classes year round.
You're talking about people who are passionate, who want to figure out how to do a U-bend in a piece of metal.
Somebody who wants to build something custom. And, you know, who doesn't want to have a custom railing on your staircase in your house or a fireplace? Or customize part of your vehicle. I mean, this guy with the supercar, he needs a couple of custom metal parts. There are maker spaces in Seattle and Tacoma and Olympia that you can go to year-round, take a class, use their 3D printer, use their laser cutter, meet with other people, and share skills, share ideas.
Just because it's fun?
Being creative and doing things feels great. That's exactly why we have exhibits where kids are building Lego robots right next to 50-year-olds designing new circuit boards.
But get it incorporated in the culture and not just in schools or in garages.
Exactly. We need it to be everywhere. It needs to be part of education and part of your hobby and part of your job.
That was Kristen Boyd, organizer of the Seattle Mini Maker Fair. The third annual Maker Fair will take place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 to 5 p.m. It's at the EMP Museum, and all ages are welcome. This is The Record.